November is National Family Caregivers Month. One in four Americans is stepping up to help older loved ones with everything from meals to bills. Family caregivers spend thousands out of their own pockets each year, and too many have to quit their jobs to keep providing care. Working families can't afford to wait. It's time to care for America's caregivers. Learn more at aarp.org/careforcaregivers. Paid for by AARP.
From the Mighty 990 Broadcast Center, you're waking up in Starnes Country with Todd Starnes.
And good morning, everybody. Great to be back with you today. Welcome to the show. I'm Todd Starnes, and it is nice to be back in the Mid-South, especially after the craziness of the past several days. So first of all, thank you so much for hanging in there. Chris Stegall, you got an extra hour of Chris during my time away. This is the last time I'm going to be out for the rest of the year. But was honored to speak at a couple of events, and we had to cancel one because of all the flight craziness out there. I was supposed to be speaking at the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. They were gathering for their national convention in Florida. And then Sunday, I was the speaker at Prestonwood Baptist Church in Texas. Now, first of all, great church. As a matter of fact, got to meet the lady. There's a big Trump connection, a big Trump White House connection with Prestonwood. That's where Susie Wiles attended church. As a matter of fact, Susie Wiles got baptized by the pastor, Jack Graham, of Prestonwood when they were in Israel on a trip together. She was baptized in the River Jordan. And, of course, Susie's father, the late, great Pat Summerall. So anyway, got to meet the lady in charge of all of the event I was speaking at. She was the interior decorator for Susie Wiles and actually decorated the White House office. So great people down there, wonderful time. And they put me up, any of you Dallas Cowboy fans out there, they put me up at the Omni at the Dallas Cowboys training facility. So when I checked in, it was like in the wee hours because I drove. So the long story is the flight to Orlando got canceled, so I decided to drive to Dallas and, of course, made the stop at Buc-ee's. I don't know what that's all about because I had a full tank of gas. I had already had dinner, and yet as soon as I saw the Buc-ee's sign, I'm like pulling off the interstate. I have no idea what that was all about. But anyway, and then ended up getting, I don't know, a pound of brisket to go and something called beaver nuggets, which I find very displeasing, to be perfect. I know that may make me un-American, but it is. And I say that, and Cassie, I probably should have said it because we have a giant stuffed beaver in the control room.
I covered its ears. Don't worry.
Appreciate that. No offense. I'm just saying. So anyway, I just want to say this about Dallas, and I don't mean to create a war here, but I think Dallas is somewhat overrated. I mean, compared to Memphis, I mean, there's no more culture left in Dallas. It's just big skyscrapers and wall-to-wall traffic. I've never seen anything like that. But here in Memphis, at least we still got our culture with us, even though that culture includes Kevlar. But still, I mean, it's our culture. Not only that, Cassie, this is the grievous sin. This is how I can tell if I'm in a civilized part of the country. I sat down for breakfast, and I was looking forward to a good, hearty Texas breakfast. And the first thing I ordered was a biscuit. And what did they tell me? We don't serve biscuits here, sir. I said, what do you mean you don't serve biscuits?
What? That's a tragedy.
I didn't want to get all hoity-toity on them. So I said, okay, fine. I'll have a croissant. And they're like, oh, we don't have those either. I said, well, what do you have? And they said, we have toast. You can have white or wheat toast. This is at the Omni Hotel.
I'm like, Texas toast. I get it.
No, it wasn't even Texas. Oh. It was like regular toast.
Oh, wow. Just plain Jane.
So I thought, all right, bring me the toast. I was in a bad mood at that point. And so they bring me the toast. And then would you like some of our homemade jam? I said, I would love some homemade jam because, you know, I was just at the College of the Ozarks speaking. And the students on campus had they make all the food there. So I had student-made strawberry jam at the College of the Ozarks, and it was unbelievable. By the way, they serve biscuits at the College of the Ozarks, Cassie. So I had that going for me. So I get back. So anyway, she brings the toast. and I hate toast, but I thought, you know what? I'll just cover the toast taste with the straw, with whatever the jam was. So I'm smearing, I learned that from living in New York. I smeared the toast with the jam, took a bite, and it came right back out of the mouth. And I'm like, what kind of jam is this? It was some sort of a cherry jam. Who eats cherry jam?
Oh, my goodness.
Who does that?
Like a preserved jam.
You know what it is? I think I figured it out. Far too many people from California have moved to Texas, and now they got nothing. It's really unfortunate for them. So anyway, all that to say, I was very glad to get back to Memphis. I was coming all the way back and once again saw the giant yellow orb in the sky with the beaver face, and I was just compelled to stop again. And I didn't need anything. But anyway, I don't know. Maybe that's just me. I don't know what's going on there. Anyway, good morning. Welcome, everybody. Happy Veterans Day to you. We have a great show for you lined up today. Also, this is an opportunity to honor our veterans. And I know many of you served in our military. One of the amazing things about the Mid-South, we have thousands and thousands of people in this area that wore the uniform of this country. So we have a lot of patriotic folks here, and we want to honor you. We want to salute you. And today, if you want to honor your loved one, maybe you have somebody who served in the military, maybe you served in the military, give us a call. We want to be able to celebrate you as well. And we want you to give your family member, your son, your daughter, your dad, your grandpa, your uncle, we want you to be able to give them a shout out this morning here on the Mighty 990. Our telephone number, by the way, is 901-260-5926. If you want to honor the veteran in your family, again, 901-260-5926. Now, there are a couple of big events happening today for veterans, and I want to share that information with you. We'll share it again a little bit later on, but we need to, many of you have the day off, and that means you need to be at one of these services honoring veterans. There is one coming up at 11 o'clock this morning in Bartlett at Veterans Park. They always do a wonderful job of honoring our veterans here in Bartlett. And in Covington, you folks are going to have a parade. It starts at 10 o'clock. Everybody loves a parade. At College and Main Street, and it will go right around the Covington Square. Again, that starts at 10 o'clock this morning. And then here in Memphis, there's going to be a parade as well. It starts, well, at 9 o'clock this morning at 2nd Street and Exchange Avenue. And you're going to want to be there for that to honor our veterans. By the way, one of the people in the Veterans Day Parade in Memphis, a gentleman by the name of Early Taylor. And Mr. Taylor celebrated his 100th birthday in September. He served in World War II, the Vietnam War, and the Korean War. And he's going to be honored today. He'll be out there for the parade. All right. A lot going on. We are waiting to see if the House of Representatives will approve whatever the Senate passed and reopen the government. That's probably going to happen tomorrow, primarily because they've got to get all the members of Congress back to D.C., and many of them are having to drive because of the airline situation out there. But I just want you to understand something here as we go to break, and this is important. All of the pain and the suffering that you and your loved ones have been dealing with over these, what, past 40 days now, that is entirely the fault of the Democrat Party. And Senator Angus King, who's an independent senator, Vermont. I always get Vermont, New Hampshire. I think it's Vermont. Anyway, Angus King, he actually said the quiet part out loud. He said, we did not realize the Republicans were going to take such a tough position on this. So that is, first of all, hats off to the Republican Party for taking a stand, but it's also somewhat of a damning statement because the Republicans always cave. And that's what the Democrats were counting on. The Democrats were counting on the Republicans caving. But remember what the Democrats said over and over and over again. They weren't even ashamed that this was their talking point. The Democrats said, we want the American people to suffer because that is our leverage. Well, it turned out not to be leveraged. So now not only did they lose, but now they have the mainstream media after them. They've got the squawking magpies on The View after them. They've got all the far leftists coming after them. It is an ugly thing for the Democrats, and I love every single minute of it, ladies and gentlemen, every single minute. All right, it is now 30 degrees. There is frost on your pumpkins this morning, folks. The good news is it's going to warm up. Laura Huckabee is going to be along in just a little while with your exclusive KWM forecast. Right now, though, let's check in with Commander Chuck.
November is National Family Caregivers Month. One in four Americans is stepping up to help older loved ones with everything from meals to bills. Family caregivers spend thousands out of their own pockets each year, and too many have to quit their jobs to keep providing care. Working families can't afford to wait. It's time to care for America's caregivers. Learn more at aarp.org/careforcaregivers. Paid for by AARP.
All right, it is 30 degrees here in East Memphis. Hello, everybody. I'm Todd Starnes, broadcasting today from the Principal Toyota Memphis studio. By the way, before we go to the phone lines, and yes, we are letting you honor your, we want you to honor the veteran in your family. You give us a call, 901-260-5926. Real quick, want to share this with you. If you are a veteran, if you're also the spouse of a veteran, Starbucks has a great deal for you. Today, you're going to be able to get a free tall coffee, either brewed or iced. You're going to be able to get this in the cafe or drive-through orders as well. So that's a wonderful thing that Starbucks is doing. Also, the good people over at Outback, all active duty military and veterans are going to get a free Aussie three-course meal today. That includes a starter, choice of entree, and dessert. So well done. And customers have to show valid military ID to get that. And one final one, and we'll do some more of these shout-outs through the show today. Hooters is also providing a free meal for active duty military, but you have to eat in the restaurant. And honestly, I think that's the only reason people go to Hooters, right? I don't think people go to Hooters for the carryout. I'm just saying. All right, let's go to the phones here. 901-260-5926. Susan in Cordova. And Susan, I understand that you served in the Navy.
Yes, I did. Good morning, Todd.
Good morning.
My husband retired Army. He went to West Point, and he retired after 24 years.
Wow, 24 years. And what was that? What was that experience like for you guys? Did you have to move around quite a bit?
We did. We did. We went to various places. It's a nice thing. Well, there's many good things about the military, but they move you. You move on their dime.
Oh, that's nice. So how does that work? Do you guys, they just pack you up and ship you out to wherever?
That's true. They pack you up and they can unpack as well.
I had no idea. This, wow.
So you go on their dime, everything's taken care of. We went to Panama and we were able to ship two cars, one car with my orders, another car with my husband's orders. So we had wheels in the Republic of Panama.
Susan, I'm curious. Now, how does a good Navy girl wind up with an Army guy?
Isn't that interesting? We met in Northern Virginia. I was stationed at the Navy Yard in D.C., and my husband Bob was stationed with a military Army personnel in Alexandria.
Well, I'll be. And how did you guys end up in Cordova?
When Bob retired, they will, on your last move, they will pay everything for wherever you want to go in the world.
And you guys pick Memphis.
Well,
Bob
says that's the door the Lord opened. I'm from Chicago, Bob's from Milwaukee, and our parents were still alive at the time. And I have a lot of family in Chicago, Bob in Milwaukee, and it was just easiest to travel to Chicago. Well, when we were in Atlanta, from Atlanta and Memphis, when we were in Memphis, to visit our family. So it just worked out. Phoenix, Bob was offered a job in Phoenix, but it would be too hard to visit our parents.
Well, no, that makes a lot of sense. I know our beloved engineer, Chuck, he's actually from Phoenix. So as soon as he announced his retirement, his wife was already packing the bags back to Phoenix. So, but
I'm sure it's a lovely, lovely place. But we've been blessed. We've had a great opportunity to go all over the world. And actually, Bob and I not only met in Northern Virginia, we met in the Islet Church. We were introduced by the singles pastor. Of course, he knew I was Navy. When you go to church, you don't wear your uniform unless you really want to because it's Sunday. He knew I was Navy. He knew Bob was Army. We met there, and 6 months later, we were married.
Wow. Susan, what a great story. And we just want to celebrate you and Bob. And we sure are glad that you guys retired to the Mid-South. And we're also especially glad that you guys listened to KWAM. Thanks for calling in this morning, Susan.
You're welcome. We didn't know a soul when we moved here. But now with church and work, we know a lot of people. We go on mission trips, and it's just been we've been blessed.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful. Susan, thank you so much. And folks, it's really that simple. All you have to do is pick up the phone and give us a call like Susan did, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. I want to say a very special good morning to our friends watching us on our social media pages. Kristen Hicks from Germantown says that her husband is a veteran. So we want to wish you a happy Veterans Day as well. Moving on to some big news in the area, by the way, Senator Marsha Blackburn has introduced a bill, and she's going to be on the national show a little bit later on today. But Senator Blackburn introducing a bill that would bar the military leftists from disrespecting President Trump. So here's the deal. You go into any military base, and there are portraits of the commander-in-chief and the vice president and the secretary of war. In this case, Donald Trump, J.D. Vance, Pete Hegseth. Well, there have been a good many military bases that have been run by far leftists, and they have refused to post portraits, the official portraits of the president, of the VP, of the Secretary of War. And Blackburn, Senator Blackburn, stepped in and said, "Oh no, we're not going to let that happen anymore." So she's introduced legislation that would require that these portraits be displayed. Now, look, I don't care if you're a Democrat or a Republican president, you got to display the portrait. This is your commander in chief. And the fact that you've got so many woke generals out there and so many woke base commands, that is a big problem in this country. 901-260-5926, our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. And closer to home, a very disturbing situation out of St. George's, which is a very prominent school, private school here in the Mid-South. And the news broke yesterday. We posted the information yesterday on our KWAM website. Collierville police are now investigating a sexual assault that occurred at St. George's. We understand it involved one student. That's at this point in the investigation. I had a chance to talk to Chief Lane yesterday afternoon by phone. He's obviously not allowed to give out much information because the investigation is still underway, and also that many of the people involved here are, in fact, juveniles. So they're having to be very careful. They say the investigation should take maybe a couple of weeks to wrap up, and they'll release whatever information they can. But it just seems to me that St. George's needs to be a little more forthcoming here with information, and they don't have to give out names, but they need to explain what's going on. And the question I would have, are students at St. George's Independent School actually safe? Now, this is happening at the Wolf River Boulevard campus. We understand the head of the school, a guy by the name of Luke Pruitt, has been placed on administrative leave, and multiple students have been expelled. So my question is, how many students are we talking about here? And we do know that nobody's been arrested. So Chief Lane said at this point, no one's been arrested. But he did confirm that at least one 18-year-old was involved. That person could face charges as an adult in whatever happened. The Daily Memphian reports that this occurred inside an athletic building outside of school hours, and all of this happened in October. So parents, we understand, got a letter from the school, and that's about the extent of the information. Now, according to the letter, the school received a report that a student was sexually assaulted. We do not know at this point, male or female, but apparently this was reported on November 5th. and we're just now getting word about it. I'm just wondering, again, this happened in October. They got the report November 5th. Here we are. It is November 11th. And at some point, you have to wonder, okay, was there some sort of an effort to cover this up or just, you know, put this, you know, deal with it privately and quietly and not bring it to everyone's attention? Otherwise, you have something like this going on, and if it's an athletic team, we don't know. We have no idea. My question is, are kids at St. George's safe? All right, our number, 901-260-5926. Again, that's 901-260-5926. This is Starch Country.
November is National Family Caregivers Month. One in four Americans is stepping up to help older loved ones with everything from meals to bills. Family caregivers spend thousands out of their own pockets each year, and too many have to quit their jobs to keep providing care. Working families can't afford to wait. It's time to care for America's caregivers. Learn more at aarp.org/careforcaregivers. Paid for by AARP.
And welcome back, folks. It is 30 degrees at the Memphis Zoo this morning. By the way, one of our KOM traffic troopers reporting a crash this morning, Poplar Avenue at Market Boulevard. That's over near Collierville, so be careful if you're traveling in that area. Might be a few delays. Otherwise, not much traffic out there on this Veterans Day. Just want to remind you again, 11 o'clock, the big Veterans Day event in Bartlett there at Veterans Park. And don't forget the big parade here in Memphis. That kicks off at 9 o'clock this morning. And you're going to want to put on a jacket, get your gloves, and go out there and show your support to the men and women here in the Mid-South who served our nation. One final thing, Chili's is offering free meals to veterans at participating restaurants. All you have to do is show a valid military ID. And Chipotle as well. Did I say that right, Cassie? I did get it right. I never can figure. I always screw up the name of that restaurant.
My mom calls it Chipotle.
Oh, Chipotle. Yeah, that's
Chipotle,
what I... Chipotle,
yeah. Chipotle.
Or Chipotle.
You know. But you got it right.
You're Chipotle.
Learning.
Oh, Chipotle.
Chipotle.
Thank you very much. It's kind of like people say, do you say raspberry? Is that or raspberry? Because there is a P.
The people pronounce the P?
Yeah, well,
that
you should.
Silent.
Yeah, it's raspberry.
Razzle dazzle.
It's not R-A-S-P. Raspberry.
Oh, we're just gonna disagree on that one.
We're gonna agree to disagree. Yeah, it's no reason to lose a relationship over. Thank you, Cassie. So anyway, Chipotle offering all active duty military and veterans. You're going to get a free entree, but you got to order one, too. So you got to bring a friend. That's between 4 o'clock and 8 o'clock tonight. You got to show a military ID, a valid military ID. And that applies to the bowls, burrito, salad, and taco entrees. That'll be fun. All right, got to go to the one over in Germantown that just opened up. All right, 901-260-5926 if you want to honor someone who served in your family. By the way, Memphis Safe Task Force coming out with new numbers. Want to share those with you. This is from the U.S. Marshals Office. So far, as of yesterday, 2,390 arrests, 395 firearms that have been seized, 105 missing children located, and 144 gang members arrested. Now, you're going to have a lot of folks on, you know, on the other side of the aisle, on the Democrat side of the aisle, saying that Memphis was a safe community, there was no need to bring in the National Guard, there was no need to surge federal law enforcement here. But when you hear those numbers, you realize that they were just lying to you. I mean, it's pretty black and white to us, right? They were lying to you. And the reality is that your elected leaders on the Democrat side of the aisle, they just didn't care. They did not care. I mean, 105 missing children. So my question to Mayor Harris and Mayor Young, what exactly were you guys doing to find these missing children? Were you doing anything at all? Because whatever you were doing was simply not working. Now, keep in mind, depending on who you talk to, we've got over between, I don't know, I've heard numbers between 400 to 800 officers down from our full complement. And those numbers fluctuate, but it doesn't really matter because the end result is still the same. There were just not enough police officers, boots on the ground, to protect Memphians. I mean, that's just the reality of it, and that goes right back to City Hall. The police department's doing the best they can possibly do with the small force that they have. But now that we've been able to surge and get additional boots on the ground, well, now it's a completely different story. So there was a little boy, and we had his mom on the morning show, gosh, just a couple of weeks ago. She was working at the Tri-State Defender, and she got fired because she thanked President Trump for sending the National Guard to Memphis. And that's pretty pathetic that something like that happened, but I'm not surprised. The Tri-State Defender is a far-left organization, and it's a far-left newspaper. So anyway, we had this little boy's mom on the show. She was, both of them were on Fox News Channel the other day. Let's take a listen to cut number two, please.
What was life in Memphis like before the National Guard?
Well, it's been pretty dangerous. I couldn't really go outside or play. And generally, whenever I turned on the news, there's just been lots of reports of shootings in my area. So,
That's very scary. I can't imagine what that's like. And Braylon, what's it like now that the National Guard's there?
Well, it's been pretty peaceful now. I just kind of made it a thing for me to go outside and also practice my trumpet. And I feel like the crime rate has just slowed down a little bit more.
The trumpet. Delicia, you have a seriously impressive son playing the trumpet. That is amazing. Delicia, what's it like from your perspective? I'm a mom, and I can't imagine if my little kids couldn't go out and play.
You know, it's been truly a wonderful experience. It's been well over a month now. And like I said, it's been a thing for me and my children to go outside and play. I've had tea on my porch, which, again, wasn't something that I could do at first. And we're just grateful for that, just to be able, you know, to have just that moment of peace. It's just, it's been great. And, you know, just being able to do new things and, it's like I said, overall, it's just been a wonderful experience.
That's great. And Braylon, have you gotten to meet any of the National Guardsmen or women?
Well, I've actually met some at my school for career day.
Wow. Were they nice?
Yeah, they were nice. They told us everything that happens at the National Guard.
Okay. And I understand Team Trump has reposted your video. And, you know, Delicia, I just want to know, if you were ever invited to go to the White House, I mean, would you go to the White House with Braylon if that opportunity ever came?
We would absolutely love the opportunity. We would love that. He's been the most actionable president that we've had in our time. And just for, you know, my son, you know, because this was something that he chose to want to do and give his experience on, he would love that. We would love that, actually.
Braylon, yes. What would you say to President Trump if you ever saw him?
Well, I just wanted to give my thanks to him for sending the National Guard here because, as I stated before, I feel like the crime rate has really slowed down. So I just wanted to give my thanks to him.
Yeah. Braylon, you are amazing. And Delicia, I hope one of my kids can play the trumpet one day. You're a great mom, and you guys are doing a lot of good. So thank you.
Thank you so much for having us. He's absolutely great. A super smart kid.
I can tell.
He's an excellent trumpet, a great trumpet player. So, yes, he's been able to utilize his time now to become better. And he's doing that outside. And the neighbors are actually loving it. We just got a text the other day to tell them to keep going. So our neighbors are hearing it. It's just been a really happy community as of late.
Delicia,
and we're grateful.
You are a fantastic mother. I can sense that. And Braylon, you are so smart. Thank you both for being here. It's really an honor to have you.
All right. Wow. So Delicia did a great job. She was on Stern's Country a couple of weeks ago, did a terrific job. And what a great representation of the Mid-South and the good people who live here and people who have been oppressed for so long by these gangbangers and the criminal thugs. And by the way, her son does play the trumpet. He goes to Whitehaven and is one of the, what do they call them, the Marching Tigers over there? Anyway, a great band, great music program over there at the Whitehaven schools. So anyway, well done. And I suspect there are many, 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 many others who feel the same way that Delicia does about the change in their attitudes and in the communities. So God bless you, President Trump. And we have reached out, gosh, what was it, yesterday? Reached out to the White House to see if we might somehow be able to get Delicia and her son a quick visit with the president. We'll keep you updated on how those things are going. All right, 901-260-5926, our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926 on this Veterans Day. There is a story in the Daily Memphian. Now, Jeff Calkins, I don't know, what is it with sports reporters all being liberal? I don't understand that. How did that happen, and when did it happen? So anyway, Jeff Calkins, and many of you read Jeff's column, and he leans left. That may be a generous description. But anyway, he did an interview with Mauricio Calvo, who is the head of the Latino Memphis organization. And he's really upset, this guy. And if you read the column, you would believe that the National Guard is just out there rounding up any person with an Hispanic last name. And that's just simply not true. And we've thrown down the challenge to Mauricio and the Daily Memphian and all these other news organizations. Has anybody in the Mid-South, have any of the illegal aliens, because a lot of illegals, and by the way, there was a map, I'm putting a pin there for a moment, there was a map released yesterday that showed Memphis is one of the larger areas outside of New York City, Chicago, Los Angeles. Memphis is home to an inordinate amount of illegal aliens. So my question and my challenge to Jeff Calkins and Mauricio and all of the organizations out there, has a single legal, law-abiding immigrant been arrested and deported? Yes or no? Yes or no? And we're happy to share that information here, right? And if there has been, if there is somebody out there who is a law-abiding legal immigrant and they have been deported, you let me know, because I will personally take that directly to the Oval Office. But so far, nobody's taken me up on the challenge. What does that tell you? Well, it tells me that the National Guard and federal law enforcement are out there and they're going after the illegals, the people who are not supposed to be here. So anyway, I was reading this article, and they really do need to edit their copy. I mean, it's just went on and on and on. So the guy was, so Calvo was talking and complaining about the fact that I think over 300 some odd illegals have been deported. And he was talking about the fact that, well, the problem is that we're losing the Hispanic community. That was the gist of it. And he was really, really frustrated by that. Here we go. He said, what do you say when you lose 319 people? That's how many they say have been officially detained. They don't have to report the actual numbers. It could be more. But those are 319 people who are going to default on their apartments or their houses. Those are 319 families, and that doesn't count the people who are leaving voluntarily. Well, to Mr. Calvo, I would say, what do you say about the 16,000-plus people that have moved out of the Mid-South because of the crime? What do you say about those people? What do you say when you lose those 16,000 law-abiding people, sir? That's the question we ought to be talking about. That's the number that ought to concern people. We want to reverse those trends. We want people moving back to Memphis, not away. All right, got to take a break here. 901-260-5926. This is Starnes Country in the Principal Toyota Memphis studio.
November is National Family Caregivers Month. One in four Americans is stepping up to help older loved ones with everything from meals to bills. Family caregivers spend thousands out of their own pockets each year, and too many have to quit their jobs to keep providing care. Working families can't afford to wait. It's time to care for America's caregivers. Learn more at aarp.org/careforcaregivers. Paid for by AARP.
Well, it's 31 degrees on the square in Collierville, getting a little bit warmer, but not much. Welcome back to Stearns Country, everybody, on this Veterans Day. Throughout the day, you are going to hear the voices of military veterans who live right here in the Mid-South, and you're going to be hearing those voices. You just heard a compilation a few moments ago, and that's just one of the ways that we're saying thank you, one of the ways that we're celebrating and saluting the men and women who have served our great nation from right here in the Mid-South. So we just want to say thank you. We would not be able to do what we do on the radio had it not been for you wearing the uniform of this nation and getting out there and putting your life on the line so that all of us can be free. So we just want to say thank you very much, and we certainly appreciate all of the work that you guys are doing out there. Again, our telephone number this morning, 901-260-5926. Coming up at 11 o'clock, the National Todd Stearns Show. We're going to have a jam-packed program for you today. It's going to be a lot of fun, and we always love when our Memphis listeners call in on the national show. So we hope that you'll take some time and check out the show later today. Also, just want you to write this down in the calendar, all right? So, because this is going to be a huge deal. On Friday, we're broadcasting the entire morning show from Dale's in South Haven. It is a quintessential South Haven traditional restaurant. They've been around for generations, and they have some amazing food. We would love for you to join us for the show, grab some breakfast, and I'm just going to tell you, the country fried steak is the best in the Mid-South. I mean, it's really that good. And we're going to be talking to our good buddy Jim Lasapio. He is the owner of Dale's and a number of other great restaurants across the Mid-South. They're doing great, great work, and they're making sure that the Mid-South remains one of the more well-rounded areas of the country. The food is really that good. So that's all going to be happening Friday, 7 o'clock, at Dale's in South Haven. And it is worth it. You folks in Bartlett and Collierville, Germantown, it is worth the drive over. And while you're over there, you can stop over and visit Silo Square, which is a pretty happening place as well. All right. President Trump has some good news to share. Cut number three, please.
We're going to issue a dividend to our middle income people and lower income people of about $2,000. And we're going to use the remaining tariffs to lower our debt. We're going to be lowering our debt, which is a national security thing. So we're doing a lot of good work. The numbers were reported so incorrectly. The real numbers are trillions of dollars have been taken in or gotten in terms of investment from the tariffs. And so if that were ever reversed, it would be a disaster. It would, frankly, be a national security problem for our country. And nobody thinks it's going to be reversed. I think we had a very good court case. As you know, it's before the Supreme Court right now. But if that were ever reversed, you know, people are saying, oh, it's $1 billion. Some people said, oh, it's $2 billion. Well, that obviously we can handle very easily. But this is trillions of dollars we're talking about in terms of the tariff income and all the investment income that's come into our country.
All right, there you have it, President Trump, and you'll hear more from the president a little bit later on today on the national show. But this is all great news. Now, I'm just going to, and we'll do a deeper dive later on this morning on the show. But one of the big challenges the administration is having right now, there are so many young people, young Americans, that are really struggling right now. And by the way, a lot of others are struggling, too, with the economy. And everybody thought this was going to be a quick fix. That was the initial thinking. And of course, one of the reasons people are thinking that is the education system in this country is in the crapper. And they don't teach students and young people about economics. Things just don't change overnight. It is going to take some time. And unfortunately, the administration, they've lost the control of the narrative on that issue. But there is an easy way to fix all of this. For example, let's take the housing crisis. A lot of young couples, young married couples, they're not able to put down the down payment on the house. They're not able to get their first starter home. All right. And that's a real concern, and it's a problem. So all the administration needs to do is say, hey, look, just make it as simple as humanly possible and say, look, here's the situation. Here's how much it cost to buy a home before Joe Biden took office. Here's how much it cost after Biden took office. And here's where we are now. And here's how long it's going to take to get those prices down. And here's what we are doing to get those prices down. Now, is that going to change everybody's mind? Probably not. But a good many people, especially thinking people, will understand that it is going to take some time to undo a lot of the damage that was done to our economy under the previous administration. And that has to be explained in very simple terms. Let's take, for example, gasoline, which gas prices have come down. And you can make the argument that, you know, gas was, what, $5 a gallon when Joe Biden was president. Trump's already brought him down to, what, $2.50, $2.60 a gallon. And you can put up some nice charts. Just make it super simple for people to understand that things are, in fact, getting better. And it's happening at a quicker pace, but it's still not good enough for a lot of folks. And I get that. I understand that. But ultimately, this is about marketing what you're doing. And the administration needs to do a better job of that. And I know the president's been doing a lot of international trips, but the reason why he's been doing those international trips is to help the American economy and bring jobs back to this country. And that's something the administration needs to explain as well. All right. That music means we've got to scoot out of here. It's been a great day. Again, God bless you to our great veterans. Don't forget, head out to Bartlett at 11 o'clock, 9 o'clock, the big Memphis parade. Get out there and be good, everybody. Stay warm, too.
We've all done it. Stock our fridge with good intentions, only to have our future self sacrifice nutrition for convenience. Keep your body and mind nourished with whole body meal shakes from Kachava. It's got 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, and so much more. But it actually tastes delicious. Try one of Kachava's indulgent flavors today. Your future self will thank you. Go to kachava.com and use code Pandora for 15% off your next order. That's Kachava, K-A-C-H-A-V-A.com, code Pandora.